Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish here, Countdown to Pesach Part 3. Today I wanted to talk about the bracha, the blessing that we make prior to Bedikas Chametz, the physical inspection of the Chametz. Now, before talking about the actual language of the blessing of that we make prior to Bedikas Chametz, just talk about the reason why we make a blessing prior to Bedikas Chametz. Now, normally we make a bracha prior to a mitzvah. What mitzvah are we performing before the Bedikas Chametz, the physical inspection of the Chametz? Now, keep in mind, as we discussed, we're performing the mitzvah of Tashbisut. The Torah says, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu so'ar mi batechem. Before the first day of Pesach, you shall destroy the Chametz from your home. So the night before Pesach, we begin the process of this mitzvah, the destroying the chametz from your home. And the way we begin the process of this mitzvah is that we begin to search for chametz in our home, and we gather the chametz in our home on the night before Pesach, and we put it away. We declare it to be hefker, we declare it to be ownerless. The next day, on Erev Pesach, we take it and we destroy the chametz. I mean, choosing my words carefully when I say destroy the chametz and not burn the chametz, because this year, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and we can burn the chametz, but we'll talk about that in another time. And then we destroy the chametz before Pesach. So the process begins the night before Pesach. This year, actually, it would begin the night of the 13th of Nisan. But the point is that it's a process. It's not like most mitzvahs, which you perform an action, you begin it, you end it, and zehu, that's it. This is actually begins with an evening, and it's over a period of time. You begin the mitzvah with the physical inspection, you put the chametz away, you declare it to be ownerless, and you culminate the next day. That's why the blessing is Asher Kedishan Mesosu Tzivano Al Bir Chametz. You don't say Al Bedikas Chametz for the inspection of the chametz. Rather, you say Al Bir Chametz for the destruction of the chametz. Just wanted to point out another important point, and that is because a person is supposed to do the Bedikas Chametz in any location that he may have chametz throughout the year. When I say any location a person may have had chametz throughout the year, that's including, let's say, a person has chametz in his office. So you do Bedikas Chametz in your home, but you have to do afterwards, you have to go to your office to make sure you get rid of the chametz in your office. That's if you're going to be there over the course of Pesach, Chol HaMoed, for example. I personally go to the shul after Bedikas Chametz in my home to do the Bedikas Chametz in the shul. So the question I want to raise is, if after a person, in this case myself, I go to the shul after Bedikas Chametz in my home, so the Bedika, the blessing that I make, the bracha that I make from that prior to the Bedika in my home, does that carry over to the subsequent Bedika in the shul or someone's subsequent Bedika in his office? The Shulchan Aruch says yes. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Bebracha achas, with one blessing, yachal livdo kama batim, a person can physically inspect many different homes. If a balabais rotsa, for the balabais wants, yamav b'nei beso etzlo, b'sha shumavarech, a person can delegate, he doesn't have to do it himself, he can delegate somebody else, and he can delegate somebody else and ask somebody else to do the Bedika on his behalf. Wish everybody a meaningful and joyous day and wonderful preparation for Pesach. Until next time, have a wonderful day.